I'm Rachel Thomas. I moved here from the US about 25 years ago. And I was working in IT for a long time. So I always told myself once I finished with IT and retired from it, I would open a bookshop. And yeah, 40 years later, I had this dream for 40 years.
And for people who aren't familiar with the bookshop, how long has it been here?
Only a year and three quarters, actually. By November, it'll be 2 years.
And how has it been? Because you obviously opened through COVID, so that must have been tough.
I thought it would be tough. I mean, I expected it to be tough because I did open in the COVID time. But it made me go online right away, so that I did do the right thing. But the customers were great. They actually supported us from the beginning. We had a lot of click and collect customers. So they came to our door to pick up the books, new ones. And then we also delivered during COVID. So the combination, we actually managed pretty well, I would say, and with the help of the government also, that helped as well.
On Saturday is International or National Bookshop Day, and you are an independent. How important are books in a modern society?
I think they're very important, and I think it came through during COVID even more. I think in a way that's the only positive, one of the only positives that came out of COVID is that people realised that books are like drugs in a way, but also they take you away from real life that you're in, and they take you into dreams, and you learn a lot. And I feel, when I grew up, books were my way of getting away from things and entering into enchanted stories and even real stories. And I'm especially keen on historical fiction, and I feel that you learn a lot through historical fiction. You learn a lot about history in a really easy way. So to me, one of my favorites is historical fiction, and so I thought I do promote that a lot. And I think also during COVID, people realized that they were looking at screens so much, they had to rely so much on screens, that they were looking for a way away from it, and that also opened up the whole thing about reading from a book. And browsing, that's the other thing that I think bookshops bring, which is you come in and you pick up a book that you never would pick yourself. So we love recommending books.
Because we struggle to find bookshops, independent or not, that obviously is a very big chain. You know, independent bookshops, it's a struggle to find them. Do you find that people are crying out for books?
Yes, and I don't know whether you know, but we opened 50 independent bookshops during this COVID time. So it's amazing to think we're actually fighting back, and people are now open to local shopping. So that's another thing that I think has helped independent bookshops a lot.
I mean, screen time as well. Children, yes, especially, but also adults, are on their, yes, screens an awful lot, even in school.
Yes.
And there is a fear that books will disappear. Is that the sense that you get?
No, I'm really feeling hopeful. I really am feeling very hopeful. And even a country like US, which is even more, you think, more technology advanced, and they are into more screens, they do everything online, but they also had 350 new bookshops, independent bookshops, opening up. So I think it's not just the books, it's also the whole community coming together. So it's one of my goals for this bookshop, is that it's a community hub. People come in and I have a coffee and things like that. But I also have events, author events, where people actually, you know, want to see an author and understand why they wrote a certain book. So that's been really good. And I'm also holding some musical evenings, so just music. I think all goes together, you know, books, music, anything that is face-to-face and that you're enjoying.
Bookstore's a very romantic notion, isn't it? There's something very lovely about going into a bookshop and just looking through the books and spending your time doing that.
Yes, very, very romantic. And it just, you feel like you're cocooned in cocooned when you come into a bookshop. Sort of, it's a safe place, it's a warm place, and you can just, you know, find new things to look at and chat to people, chat to the booksellers. So it's really social space, I think.
How do you keep your prices competitive? Because obviously you've got underlying costs that a lot of bookshops won't have. Where's the balance between keeping it competitive so that people come in while also being able to survive?
Yeah, I think all independent bookshops now have the option of delivering in 24 hours. So we are competing with Amazon that way. We're also competing through the bookshop.org, which is a great online company that's fighting as Amazon. We also get a share of that. whether you are participating with them or not. So that's a nice thing they do. But I think the way that we can that I compete is by really understanding what my customers want. And I'm also ordering books that I know that person likes. And so we have a couple of customers who come in and we say, we have another book for you, you know, that kind of thing. So I think we compete on that. And also I only have one copy of any book because I can order the book the next day. And of course, if for Christmas and things like that, we have extra copies. But generally, we are, sort of at the edge. We're trying to just order what we need. And that's how I keep my costs down.
And you talk about getting books in that you know people will be interested. How do you know people will be interested and how do you know which books to buy?
Yeah, well, I started off with the things that I like and my colleagues like. So we picked books based on that. And we also, I was very lucky that I had a mentor bookshop and I worked there for a year. And it's called Ink at 84 in Highbury in Islington. And they're very, very kind, and they gave me a base, their stock list, so I could use that as a base. But then also, because customers start coming in and saying, oh, they like this and they like that, we keep notes of that. So I know the customers love I love mysteries and crime, and so we have quite a few crime and thrillers because of that. And certain authors I know they like, because they come and say, can I have another one or new one? What's the latest? So we know about that. There's another chap who likes the British Library mysteries, so we order all the latest that comes through from there for him. It's great. And we have customers who just love books and love our bookshop, so they're regulars, and they come in. And again, we know what kind of books they want, but also we try to turn towards something new as well, sort of the similar but not quite, that kind of thing, new things.
What books are you recommending ahead of the Christmas period, if people want to put a book on their Christmas list?
Yes, I would definitely recommend Bonwell. It's by Jonathan Cole. He's one of my favourite writers. He's a very funny writer. You don't find too many books that are funny, really. So I love him, so I read all of his books. And this is about Middle England again. Like, he writes about Bonwell. It's a town in Birmingham, I think. It's sort of around the chocolate factory sort of story. But it's just wonderful, and I think people should give this as gifts to everyone they meet. It's one of those funny books that is uplifting and a good one to read.
Lovely, thank you so much. And good luck with Saturday.
Well, thank you.